Do you have a favorite sports video game?
All the games that immediately came to my mind are old games like NFL Street or like I think the first game I ever had that was a sports game was like Madden 94 for the Sega Genesis. But what would be my favorite sports video game?
I have a definitive answer, which is going to be off the beaten trail for probably a decent number of people. But you're going to agree with me that this is one of the best sports games. NHL Hits 2003.
See, NHL Hits is a lot of fun to play. I feel like those
It's a
games.
hockey arcade game. It's got RPG mechanics, leveling up, getting different gear to make your players better, really fun challenges, story mode.
Which was perfect for us because we had three brothers in our family. You just named
There's
the three
co-op
players
and
after all three of
the
us. Yeah.
goalie. Who cares about the goalie?
Megan and Abby can be the goalie together.
Those are our sisters.
But yeah, that's a good answer. I don't know if I would. I think back to NFL Street more, where all of us and all of our cousins are all named and players in the game. I don't know. I loved that
Those are right
aspect.
neck and neck with me. They're both just great games.
Welcome to IndieQ. We're so glad that you are joining us again. Each week, we tackle a different indie game and we
Rank
rank
it?
it against all the indie games that we've already done. This is your cue that you could walk through and start at number one. This is the game that we think is the best game of these indie games, down through the queue. So far, actually, I think all the games that we've played are games that are worth people playing. So even though Tunic right now is the last place one on our list, it's not like we wouldn't recommend Tunic to people. But today we're adding a new game, and that game is Golf Story.
Yes, so based on the title, you can tell this is a golf sports game, which follows a lot of similar mechanics to other golf games I've experienced, where it's almost to a degree a rhythm game. The skill in actually being able to hit your golf ball is precision, clicking of a button, in order to hit it at the right time. Otherwise, you're gonna slice or pull your golf ball. So that aspect is run-of-the-mill. Golf game.
So,
But I would say Golf Story is not a run-of-the-mill golf game.
I feel like the first time that I heard of Golf Story, it did not interest me even in the slightest. You asking that question about sports games that I played, almost all of them are earlier in my life. I feel like I haven't played a lot of sports games more recently, and so golf also being a sport that I'm not terribly interested in. Both of us, we actually worked at a golf course for a number of summers,
Had
but
free golf and almost never went.
I would go when my cousin who loved golf, who also worked with us, I would go with him. I didn't even have my own set of golf clubs and I could go for free as much as I'd like. So golf has never been something that I've particularly loved. And so a golf video game has never appealed to me at all. So this is the first golf video game that I've ever experienced. That's not true. I played some of those PGA games, like when I went over to somebody's house and they're
Or
like, boop,
Mario Golf. You're
boop. I guess
touched
that's
it just a
true.
little bit.
Yeah. But when, so I started playing this game because David, our brother, had it on for his Switch and I could just play it on mine. And I was bored, so I was like, I know, I'll just open up this game. And so I had literally no expectations going into this game. And it kind of blew me out of the water how much I enjoyed the game, especially after the new Mario Golf came out for the Switch. I think because I played Golf Story, I was excited for the Mario Golf game that came out, and I was rudely disappointed
Just primed for a huge letdown because apparently that game stunk.
and it was like this like shining gem. And I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that I had such low expectations for the game.
It's in the pixel art style, so I know that's right up your alley. So, definitely is going to get some bonus points for you in that regard. But the part that really surprised me, I had heard of the game before. I had seen on the YouTube channel Beat 'em Ups with Wood had talked about it. I heard David and his friends had mentioned it, but I never had access to a Switch to play it. I touched it a couple times at friends' houses, just playing around a round of golf together. But the story mode is what really makes this game unique. And one thing I was not expecting in this game is the fact that it was going to be humorous. And so, did the humor land with you?
I feel like every once in a while, I would get a good chuckle out of something that was said in the game.
I would describe all the characters as, like, happy-go-lucky idiots. They're either...
Almost
like,
especially the main character.
Bad, but incompetent, or supposed to be good, but clearly can't do anything right. You know, even, like, the quote-unquote professional golfers are just... They're lovable, but... They just are so stupid. You're just like, really, I can't believe that your decisions. Did you watch me play? I just played amazing. You're talking about, oh no, your swing is terrible. You know, and just really degrading the character. And your character is the airhead of all airheads, but not in a way that really grated me. I never laughed out loud. Like, this is just hilarious. But it typically would put a smile on my face or make me shake my head like, oh my gosh, these people, I can't believe this is what I have to work with.
Yeah. So something we didn't mention at all so far is in the story mode. Yes, there is you're normal. You're on a course and you're trying to score the lowest possible score, like you would in golf. But it is more packaged in like a role playing game like package where you are leveling up your character and you have different attributes, but you're also doing these different things that the story is asking you to do. Oh, go run over here and save this person, or...
Yeah, I think most golf games I can play for about half an hour. You play through one course, you do okay, and I'm pretty much done because I don't really care. Oh, this is a different looking course. This one's a different color, or the weather is slightly different, but the mechanics are all exactly the same. That loses my interest relatively quickly. But with Golf Story's story, which was the emphasis in the title, there's so much like running around, character interactions, little mini games you need to do. You go up to somebody and they'll, you know, give you a challenge for a very specific tool, which is cool because it hides its tutorial in these challenges where it teaches you all the different aspects of the golf game that you can use when you're actually playing the courses by doing these little mini challenges that then reward you with experience points to give you these points that you can spend to make it so you can hit the ball farther or put some more top or backspin on the ball or your accuracy. And so you're interacting with these quirky characters and you're doing these fun challenges and people are sending you on like fetch quests. You know, you need to go get, you know, a certain item and bring it back. There's a mystery level. There's a level where it's like a haunted mansion grounds. Like it's very diverse in its tone, but it's all centered around golf.
Golf or disc golf. They actually have there's a kind of these characters who are in the game who don't play golf. They're disc golfers, and they like loathe those people who play.
Stick golf,
yeah. And so there's like little mini games where you're throwing the disc around into
there's a full disc golf course, and it's all simple mechanics. It's never like super deep, which I would refer to them more as mini games
right.
within the game. But they're really fun, and just being able to get, you know, so you get that birdie, see your score go down, like it's very enjoyable in the context of like. You're have these rivalries with other characters, or you're like, I want to show this person they're so arrogant. I want my stupid little guy to just destroy them.
Right.
And so I feel like you really get invested in the story, and golf is more of just the avenue to tell the story and give you stuff to do while experiencing it.
Yeah, I do think that the story, especially the first time you're playing through the story, you're just like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen next. And there are lots of different things that are going on, which is good. I would say, though, I think that the game would really... You would put the game down pretty quickly if the golfing mechanics weren't as good as they actually are in the game. I feel like it's not an extremely deep game. It's very simple.
It's fine-tuned.
But it is fine-tuned. And so the different things that you can do... Like, you feel, like, in control. Like, I can... utilize all the small bit of tools that the game has given me and do really, really well. And I feel like you can even play through a large chunk or maybe even all of the game and not even realize that you have access to certain things. There was a mechanic in the game that is present at the very beginning of the game that I didn't even know that you could do, that you could utilize until much later. And it was, there's different types of shots you can take. A normal shot, but then there's like a focus shot, a power shot, there's like different things. And I didn't even know that you could do that. Literally, like I had played the game before, and this was my second time playing through the entire game, and I didn't realize it until the final like chapter, the final levels. And I was just like,
what? Was there a specific challenge where they like did the tutorial to teach you that? Or, like, how did you come across the fact that you could do it?
I there's an item in the game that's like, you can now use the power shot. And I'm like, what does that even mean, the power shot? Like, when can I utilize the power shot? Because there's a portion of the game where you're doing, like, a driving competition where you're trying to hit the ball as far as you can. And there's, like, a special driver that you can hit the ball way farther with. So I was under the impression, like, why can't I use the long driver like you can in that mini game? But it was actually, I just had to push a button that I had never pressed while playing golf that I needed to do. And so there are things like that where it's, like, you can play it, the game, enjoy the game, and not even have done all the different things that you potentially could have done, which is an interesting thing, where it's like, that was on me. I probably should have been able to figure that out. I, even at the very beginning of the game, they say, oh, the focus shot. But I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, I think another thing that is fun about this game, most sport games that I enjoy are not like the real life sim of like an actual NBA game or an NFL game. I bounce off those games. I can have fun with them for a game, but they're not games I want to dive deep in. I love arcade wackiness and craziness, as you can tell from, like, we talk about NHL hits and the street games. And the Mario game. Mario sports games typically have, you know, your wacky Mario power-ups. And there is just enough of that wacky power-up arcade shenanigans in Golf Story. There's different courses have different hazards. Those courses where if you hit it in a certain area marked by a ring, a little gopher is going to pop up and take your ball and move it, you know, to the rough or someplace where it's not as good. There are other courses where, also marked by the rings, if you hit your ball in the water in this ring, a turtle will pop up and your ball will bounce off the turtle's shell and keep going. And so being able to utilize these to your advantage, but also to having to avoid them, it makes the different courses really feel like different places in the world.
Yeah.
And not just like, oh, this is course A, course B, course C. It's just rinse, repeat. They just change the color. This one's green. This one's brown. This one's red. This one's blue. It's like, no, this one has this hazard. This one is windy and has this other hazard that also could be a benefit. And
right,
it's fun to try to utilize those quirks to really help you lower your score.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things that I would knock the game for is I think it's generally just pretty easy. I almost never would go through a mini game or go through a specific world or course where I didn't like succeed in my task. Even the times when I was like, I need to restart, like, or I want to restart because I feel like it didn't do very good, I still won. It's like, the difficulty is very low in this game.
I don't think that's what it's going for. So I like feeling like I did well.
Yeah.
And so, like, this last time I was playing through it, I just played crazy, outstanding. I'm on one of the 9-hole courses, and I got a minus 12, which I got 4 eagles, 4 birdies and a par, and I was mad at that par. And like, yeah. I mean, that's by far the best I've ever done in the game. But typically, I would say in this game, you should be shooting in the negative.
Yeah,
for the course,
it is interesting how that you have to adjust your own expectations, because you're like, I should be hitting a birdie every hole. It feels like, whereas like that's really what par is for each course or for each hole.
Another negative I have is, we mentioned how just like streamlined and simple a lot of the gameplay is. I hate putting. Like, it's not, it comes to the point where if it is more than just like a tap in, I will oftentimes switch to my chipper because I am more consistent with that than I am reading the, I mean, the top right tells you the green is a slight or a very strong in one air direction, and the whole green pulls that way. And it's just really hard to get a sense, what does slight mean? How much does that move? Which does, you know,
yeah,
moderate or, and so oftentimes I'll just chip it in, you know, have it do one or two bounces.
And it goes right in the hole.
Like, it's easier to do that. And so, like, I feel like I don't need to be a, you know, a one-to-one replication of what golf is like, but I feel like a big part of a golf game is the putting. And the putting in this game is just so weak that I don't want to interact with it.
I think that if you spend time doing that, you start figuring out, okay, slay, this is really how much it's going to be affected. But I think that it's so easy to get the ball so close to the pin every single time that you almost never have to work at it. Whereas all the other shots, you're like having to figure them out. You're doing them a lot. Whereas the putting in golf is going to be like half of your strokes are going to be putting. But in this game, you are so like accurate with your chips and with your drives that you don't need to improve your putting game, really.
I also wish some of the traditional hazards, like sand traps,
were actually made it harder.
Yeah, like, because you can hit out of the sand trap with a driver, and it doesn't really affect, like, oftentimes, if you need to go far, hit it with a driver. It doesn't affect the distance. I mean, it may go a little bit less than the driver would go, but it's like, you can't hit a ball out of a sand trap with the driver. You have to use some sort of wedge. Yeah.
In the game, though, iron. With the sand traps, it will go farther if you hit your irons than the driver. So if you have your 2 iron, will go farther than the driver, which I noticed in the game. But it's still like,
it's minuscule amounts, though.
And usually you're not using, you're pretty far down the course when you hit yourself into a bunker. And so it's like, oh, yeah, I want to chip it out anyway. It
goes into they had the attitude that they wanted to make it really easy and accessible and not have someone who is not as great at video games be able to feel like they were doing well, which is a design choice that I'm okay with, but be aware that this, you're not going into this game for challenge against other in-game characters. The challenge can be found if you play against other people, whether that be, you know, couch co-op and you're playing, you know, all the same course, round robin style, or if I'm sure there's access to leaderboards somewhere. I have not really looked it up, but I would be very impressed to see what, like, speedrunners or like just people who like grind games,
right,
top level players can do. Because I would consider myself above average of the population, maybe even close to average for like people who would consider themselves gamers. But that just means there's people out there who just spend craziest amount of times, and like, I think it'd be very interesting to see, you know, oh, they got a minus 40 on a 9-hole course, which is not mathematically possible, but it seems like they would be able to find some glitch to make it work that way.
And I do think that being able to play that co-op, like, it is, the mechanics are good enough in the game where it's like, no, that was fun. It was fun to like sit down and play 9 holes. But I would say that I wouldn't want to play. It's not like I want to play like multiple.
Okay, here's a question for you. Would you rather play couch co-op, a game of Golf Story, or a game of Wii Sports Golf?
Probably, to be honest, Wii Sports Golf. Like, I think part of that is also just like the novelty of like, oh, going back to Wii and swinging the thing.
Motion controls.
And I love
the putting in Wii Sports Golf, with being able to see the incline and stuff. But that's a different style. I mean,
it's a completely different style game. I feel like if you had asked me this question 2 weeks ago, I would have said Golf Story. But the second time I played through it, so that I could have some more thoughts on the game for our podcast, to be honest, I didn't have that great of a time with the game, which I was not expecting. And I think a lot of it has to do with expectations of a game. When I first played the game, my expectations were so low, I didn't think that there could be any way that I would enjoy a golf game. Then I enjoyed it so much. And so the amount that I enjoyed it that first time was now my benchmark. And so I came back in, I was playing through like the first like bit of the story, and it also might be because I was playing through the story again, so that could also be the thing. But to me, it felt really, really repetitive, and really linear. Like, you have to do everything. That it's like, okay, now go talk to the manager at the pro shop. Okay, so you can't really do anything else in the game until you go do that. It essentially, which is not necessarily a bad thing, it railroads you, though. You're on the tracks, and you're going in a direction, and that's really the only thing that you can do. And I don't know. I think that it left a little bit of a sour taste in my mouth. And I don't know if it was because I replayed it or because I had such a good time with it the first time I played through that.
Your expectations were super high. Yeah. And so then when you got the same level but with higher expectations, it felt worse than when you had no expectations and it hit the same mark potentially.
Yeah. I have conversations with people all the time about all kinds of different things, whether it's movies or a book, where it's like your expectations going into it drastically affect your enjoyment in the game. And so you can take either side of the coin there. It's like, either it's like it surpassed my expectations the first time, but then it didn't meet those same, like, that same lofty expectation as it did the second time I played through it.
So I think that's a good transition point to now. We got to figure out where this lands in the queue. And I have a feeling that you have some strong feelings about this. I could be swayed drastically on this one. So I'm going to let you take the lead and kind of give me your rundown and thoughts, and I'll see if I agree or have any different pushbacks on it.
Okay. Because we still have so few games on the queue, I still think it's okay for us to read through it all and then maybe go from the top or the bottom and see where it lands. So right now, number one is Hollow Knight. Number two is Celeste. Number three, Dead Cells. Number four, Into the Breach. And number five, Tunic. Based on what I just said, I would rather start at the top and work our way down.
I think that's fair.
The first couple might be pretty quick. So, Hollow Knight versus Golf Story. Again, we were raving about Hollow Knight last week, and there's no way.
It's not even the same atmosphere, same galaxy.
It really isn't. Are there any things that you would that are even comparable in the two games?
There's a degree of, like, leveling up and getting different equipment to make yourself more powerful and be able to do things better at the end of the game than you were at the beginning of the game. So that progression that comes through. Other than that, I don't think there's a ton of carryover.
Yeah, it's like Golf Story is like a bucket and pail in the sandbox, where Hollow Knight is like a front loader. Like, that's the difference.
There is one fetch quest in Hollow Knight that you can take a flower without getting hit all the way to this certain gravesite that you can unlock some certain things. And that's there's a comparison, and there's a lot of fetch quests in in Golf Story, where someone asks you to go get something, then you have to go to that person, and they say, I need to give you this, I need you to get this, and you go to the next person and say, hey, so I give you that, you get me this, you get that third thing, go back to the third guy, go back to the second guy, go back to the first guy, and then you're able to go get some power-ups and go golf.
Through the levels, yeah. So, yeah, we'll move it down below it. So, Celeste versus Golf Story.
I'd say the pixel art is similar.
Yes. I know that when we first tackled Celeste, you were sharing how, like, this is kind of like the indie pixelite art style. And actually, all the other games that we played so far don't have that indie pixel art style, but Golf Story does. It is that pixel art. So I think that is a comparable point. Is there anything else?
I'm like, it's coming off the top of my head. I mean, there's like the simplicity to the moveset and being able to use it in intricate ways in order to achieve your goals.
Yeah.
There's a comparison there. Art style-wise, them being similar, do you have a preference between...
I think I like Celeste more. I think Celeste has a lot more polish to it. Just like the gameplay looks relatively similar in terms of pixel art, but there's so much more going on in Celeste, where it's like when you have like dialogue, it's like a crisp, beautiful like art
representation of the characters. Yeah.
But just the actual gameplay, Celeste blows a golf swing out of the water. So coming down into Dead Cells versus Golf Story.
There's not a ton of clear comparisons that haven't already been made between Hollow Knight and Dead Cells, or in Golf Story. I just feel like there's so much more to do in Dead Cells, and I feel like it's much more addicting and like just drive to continue. And there's like, I mentioned earlier with the golf games, unless there's this pull through of the story that I find them very easy to drop. Golf Story had enough to pull me through, but not enough where I want our deep enough gameplay where it's like once that was done, I came back searching for more. And like you said, second playthrough, I'm a lot less invested in the story because I know where it goes.
Right.
I think it does its job well of like getting you to alert. It's almost like the big tutorial with some AI opponents to play with that's right. presented in a very fun, exciting way. Like, I don't mean that as a bad thing, but I feel like if you play through the story, when you play, you know, couch co-op, you're going to be significantly better than if you hadn't played it. Even though you have access to all of the same stuff. But I feel like when you master Dead Cells, you still are going to want to go on runs and make the harder difficulty harder.
There's so much more variety.
Scaling of difficulty, trying different paths, trying different weapons. I don't think it's a strong comparison.
There's so much more content in Dead Cells. So let's move on to Into the Breach versus Golf Story. I think this is where we have some more interesting, like,
moral dilemmas. Where I'm at currently, I could see Golf Story slotting right here. But I could also see it going as low as the bottom of the queue. So this is where it starts getting interesting for me.
So essentially we're saying it's either going to be 4, 5, or 6. Obviously, if we've already passed the top three.
Let's compare it to all three.
All three of them
and
together.
And then we will give it its placement where we actually think.
Okay, so Golf Story, Into the Breach, Tunic are the last three games kind of we're thinking about. Where does Golf Story fit?
So just comparing it to Into the Breach. Into the Breach is a very fun game. But I would have to say there's not a ton of the same depth as we talked about the previous games that are above on the list.
For sure.
It's like a very repetitive, you're doing the same activity over and over again. It's very fun, and you switch it up by changing what mechs you're using.
Yeah.
So I feel like content-wise, they're very comparable.
I think so as well. There might be more variability just in because you have so many different types of mechs that you can use in Into the Breach, whereas like the variability in Golf Story is more like what course you're playing on. And they really, even though there are a couple different hazards and different places and stuff like that, they're not wildly different. And then the things that you can use individually as a golfer, like you have different like types of clubs that you could use, but they're all so similar to each other.
And so another comparison that I have to make with Into the Breach. Oh my gosh, I forgot where I was going with that.
That's okay. So for me,
story-wise, there we go. Brain fart right there. Into the Breach does not have a pulling through story where if you're not captured by the gameplay of Into the Breach, you're going to bounce off of it pretty quick because that's all there is. There is a quote unquote thing that's happening that could be called story, but really it is gameplay first, to a crazy degree, where I feel like Golf Story takes the opposite approach of it's story first and story to get you to engage with its gameplay, which it knows a lot of people can bounce off of unless they have something pulling them back in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like if you approach both of these not knowing if you're interested in them, I think Golf Story has more of a pull to, like, you know, as humans, we have a craving to finish how story ends.
Yeah.
Whereas Into the Breach, if you finish one run all the way through, technically you beat the game. And other runs are going through that same goal over and over again.
Right.
That might just be like, I played it for half an hour, I'm done with this game. Whereas you're going to get your time and money's worth more out of Golf Story if that is the leading force that's pulling you into playing the game.
I'll ask you this question. Right now, we played Into the Breach a number of weeks ago now, but what would you rather play, like, right now?
I'd rather play a head-to-head match of Golf Story, I think.
Okay. Because for me, I'm like, I don't want to play any more Golf Story. I'm like at my wit's end.
Here's your thing. You were able to finish the campaign a second time. Yes. I was having issues connecting with my Switch to the internet for this past week, and so I only have gotten a couple hours into my second playthrough. So it has not overstayed its welcome yet. And also, we have not had much experience being able to play against each other. And I think that aspect draws me to wanting to test my skills against you to see, am I the better golfer?
Yes.
So I'm not saying that makes it better. I just, answering that question right now. If I were playing him a second, that's what I would lean towards.
That's totally fair. Something that I remember you saying last week about Hollow Knight, and I know we're not talking about Hollow Knight right now, but I think it is also important to talk about for Golf Story, is that Hollow Knight has a ton of things in the game that the developers don't make you see. You could beat the game and not ever see so many things, and you were attributing it to the fact that they're like this is a great game, and we're not going to make everybody see every single thing that we do. In Golf Story, they make you see every little thing that they placed into the game.
Hollow Knight trusts its players to find what they enjoy in the game and get out of it what they want to get out of it. I feel like Golf Story, I think it's more of a kid's game, to be honest with you. Like, I feel like this would be really great for someone who has not, you know, spent a lot of time gaming. I think our wives would be able to pick up the mechanics and understand how to play. We could sit together, all four of us.
And they would succeed.
And they would be able to have a fun experience playing the game of golf, which they wouldn't be able to. So I think it's a little bit about its audience. And I don't think that's the audience that Golf Story was going for.
Yeah.
And so I think intent in that matters to me a lot. If they were intending it for the hardcore gamer crowd.
Which is clearly not.
And they got this game, it would be, I would consider it, you know, just terrible. Mm-hmm. Or just lucky that it happened to work out. But you can tell they got what they intended.
Yeah. So personally, I would like to put Into the Breach above Golf Story. So knocking Golf Story down.
I am okay with that.
And placing it against Tunic, which is number 5 right now, the lowest one on our queue right now. So Golf Story and Tunic.
Oh man, these are so vastly different games. Tunic, I feel like it is, if Hollow Knight is one extreme and Golf Story is the other extreme as far as how much the game trusts its players, I would say Tunic is more in the middle, but closer to the Hollow Knight side.
I would agree for sure.
In that it doesn't really hold your hand, doesn't give you a straight tutorial, where I feel like I said before, Golf Story is almost like one big tutorial of gameplay.
Right.
The stories are just presented so differently in that Golf Story is just like super direct, not really room for interpretation.
A to B, C to D.
Whereas Tunic is much more vague and much more up to interpretation and building the dialogue within the community of like, how do you interpret these different events? What do you think these means? How do these areas connect? Mm-hmm. Why do you, based off of different lore stuff or different items in the game, community-wide, let's create a narrative story. It's there, but it's not as much something that you're going to do by yourself. Where Golf Story is I experienced the story by myself. I fully understood it. You experienced it. I experienced it. We had the same experience of story.
And we high-five about it.
For sure. So in that regard, I think they're vastly different. I actually think a really apt comparison between the two is the degree of difficulty in the depth of the golf and my frustrations with Tunic's combat.
Mm.
I think those are very comparable in the sense of like, there's a lot there and there's stuff you can do and combos that you can pull off. But if you're looking for something deeper or more, they're kind of lacking.
I think simplistic.
Because I comparing Tunic to its contemporaries of similar genres, it's a very pared down system. The combat is very lethargic and less responsive, and it's never quite get into the flow state as you do in some of the other games. It's more similar to it. I bet you if we were more into golf games that we would find a similar discrepancy between like, you know, technical golf games and the arcade fun of Golf Story.
This is an interesting something that is in Golf Story is there's an area that you can go to that's like you're already in this arcade version of golf. And then you go into this area, and it's like an arcade that your character is playing golf. And it's like he's playing a video game in the video game. And I was in there. I was just like, how do I get out of this game? And I for a little while, was like unable to get out because I was hitting the start button. And it was like, quit. it said quit. And I'm like, I don't want to quit the whole game. I don't want to like lose my save and all that stuff. I'm like, I need to figure out how to get out of the video game. And it literally, I needed to hit quit. That was getting out of the even more arcadey video game. It was essentially like playing the Atari, if you guys have ever played Atari, like an Atari golf game.
I think another apt comparison between the two is that I feel like there's a degree of meta that is presented in both games. The meta in Tunic is uncovering the game manual, which is a thing that shouldn't be in-universe for a video game, but it is. It's kind of like playing off the fact that it knows it's a video game.
Right.
And it knows that you're experiencing it through a video game. A lot of Golf Story's humor and a lot of their jokes are very meta jokes. A lot of that they're joking about, like, oh, you know how to hit the ball right? Yeah, you press A. Like, it's literally like they're explaining literally the buttons that you're using. So, like, it is aware of the fact.
Whenever I want to hit shorter, I hold L.
Yeah. Do you feel one of those two meta implications hit stronger with you, or you felt more in tune with?
So, it didn't. It never bothered me that they were going to... It talks about itself in that way for Golf Story. It never bothered me. But I loved the way that Tunic did it. Like, the way that Tunic approaches this game manual inside the game is such a cool idea. So, where Golf Story... It didn't bother me that they did that at all, because that's the type of game that it is. The way that Tunic went about it, like, was one of the best parts of the game.
I would agree. Do you have any other comparisons you want to make between Tunic and Golf Story?
Again, because of the types of games that they are, they don't have a ton of similarities in terms of the actual gameplay. Tunic is such a way bigger game, again. Whereas Tunic is not nearly as polished or as refined as like Hollow Knight. It still has, it is so much more content. And so if you're somebody who is like, wants to dive in a ton, I would say Tunic, I would recommend Tunic more than Golf Story. Whereas Golf Story is something that's like, oh, you've played Golf Story? Wasn't that a good game?
It's much more casual.
Yes.
Like party game feel, you know, you're not going to want to play Mario Party by yourself, but when you have a group of people together, like I feel like after playing the story once, maybe twice, the only time you're going to touch Golf Story is to play couch co-op. But to be fair to that argument, I don't know how much you're going to go back to Tunic after experiencing the whole thing, especially if you 100% it, unless you're speedrunning it, which is something that I feel like Tunic is much more in tune with, having a speedrunning community. I don't feel like Golf Story is the type of game. I mean, technically you could speedrun it and post your time, but it does not appear like there are a lot of like different ways that you could be shaving off of time.
Yeah, just shooting better.
So
skipping things you don't need
to do. Based off of this conversation, I'm leaning that Tunic should be ahead of Golf Story.
And I am totally fine. I was going to actually say to you, like, wherever you would like them to be placed, Tunic or Golf Story, between the two of them, it doesn't bother me.
I adore Tunic. And I just think I can't have it be last. I think it is better than Golf Story, which is hard to say because
I love Golf
Story is very fun.
Yeah, and this is a confession that I need to make. Before we started playing this game again, I was like, this could be up there competing with Celeste in my head. That's how much I enjoyed the game the first time I played it. So if you're hearing that, you're like, I've never played it. It's definitely worth playing. But I think I'm a little bit salty about the game right now. Like, I didn't enjoy it.
On your replay.
On the replay. So I am totally fine with putting it down at number 6 and seeing what comes from there.
We'll see if it stays there or if we'll have a different game. Replace it as the bottom of the queue. So tune in next week to see where our game will